Hey, it's Digital Assistant. I'm back. Hope you're doing good. Hope your new year 2014 is off to a very good start. So, what's the deal with A-Rod and now trying to sue the Major League Baseball because of his issue? I don't understand, with these players, like with Barry Bonds, a couple of years ago, they have everything that you could possibly imagine. Great wealth, fame, etc. And that's still not, and Lance Armstrong too, and that's still not enough. And so they do these things that they know that are banned. They take great risk of getting caught. And then when they get caught, then they want to cry wolf, and then they want to get everybody to be sympathetic with them. But the problem is now with A-Rod as well as with Barry Bonds, it damages their image, it damages their credibility, and that's what they hate losing. They want people to still see them as these great, athletic gods before they got caught, with their hand in the cookie jar with some of this performance enhancing materials. And so now he's trying to sue because he's been caught and now he's been penalized. And here's the thing. If you never had dipped into that, you wouldn't be in this situation right now. So I think a lot of people, as well as the commissioner, really don't have too much sympathy for him. So it will be interesting to see how long this plays out, how many lawyers he's going to make wealthy paying them to try and clear his name when, he shouldn't have done it in the first place. So, but anyway, let's, just kind of see what happens with that. Now, what's up with Ludacris and Dwayne Wade? I mean, clearly they still are seeing their side pieces when they have, beautiful women that they're involved with. And so, it makes me think, well, first of all, we're living still in the age of HIV and all kinds of STDs. The stats is like something like 20 million people pick up STDs every year, something incredible. And so for these two folks to be still so irresponsible in this day and age, when you have long-term relationships, it just makes you wonder where their heads are. But then it also makes you wonder where the women are. But again, where are these women going to find men who have that type of money? It's not going to be, another actor because they're going to be starving too. So of course you're going to have to get with a big baller athlete who's going to have, number one, their salary and tons of endorsements. And so on top of Ludacris and D. Wade having babies outside of their relationships, the rumor now comes that Gabrielle Union is supposed to be pregnant too. So, I guess she's just going to bite the bullet and they're just going to continue on with the relationship. But let's see how the drama, plays out and as things move along. But, who could blame her? He had a birthday party, Dwayne Wade, just turned 32, had a yacht that was custom decorated and had a suit that was decorated just like the yacht. So I don't blame her. Who's going to give up that kind of lifestyle? But for us, it's good fodder for gossip. So, unless the relationship is super, super, super tight, we may be looking at some more drama down the road. But come on, guys, be a bit more responsible. You're supposed to be the role models, and all you're doing is perpetuating the fact that you can't be monogamous, that you're willing to keep having kids outside of your relationships, and more importantly, financially. You're going to end up just keep paying for children that you keep having on the side. And there's so many past athletes where the money doesn't last forever. And then they end up, losing a lot of money with back child support issues. But in any event, let's see what happens. But come on, wrap it up. Come on now. Now, what's up with Governor Chris Christie and his Bridgegate? I kind of liked him because I thought he was pragmatic and he didn't seem to be one of those radical Republicans. But now it seems to be coming out that he's a little bit of a bully, a little bit thin-skinned, and the fact that people on his staff had the audacity to shut down a bridge in a major transportation area to New York City. I mean, that is just the height of arrogance, but I guess that's where some of the politicians are right now. They don't really care about how things affect other people. They just care about whether or not they were wronged or not. And apparently, a woman died, as the result of being held up in that traffic. So they don't think about the consequences. They only think about, what matters to them. And if that's not bad enough, he's also being investigated for how he may have utilized some of the Hurricane Sandy money that went to New Jersey to help rebuild since they were slammed so hard. Apparently, there was an ad using some of his family members, to promote tourism to New Jersey. So the problem now that he has is he can't just brush this away. It looks like both situations are going to be under investigation, which means they're going to be digging through emails, digging up all kinds of stuff. So unless he can weather the storm, I have a feeling this put a little dent in his presidential possibilities. But you never know, things change. But let's see what happens, and if a once rising star is going to be sinking like a bullet. Now, what's up with this retired police officer down in Tampa who shot this man who was at the movie with his wife? Because in the detective's mind, the couple was talking too much and texting too much. We later find out that they were texting their teenage, I think, daughter. But in any event, he had the audacity to take it upon himself to then, pull out a gun and actually shoot and kill this person. So again, we keep having these discussions about guns and who should get them and background checks, but people are losing it. They're not wrapped tight, and they're taking matters into their own hands and unfortunately taking the lives of so many innocent people. So unless we get really serious about this gun issue, we're going to keep seeing more and more situations where people are shooting in public places. We're going to become more fearful anytime we go out. We're going to keep having these vigils as if it's the last time, and it's just going to turn into a bloody massacre. And who knows? Down the road, we may turn into the wild, wild west, like you see in some neighborhoods in Chicago, which is not good. So, in any event, I think this is it for now. I will be back to you in a few days with more insight, more fun, and more updates. Digital Sister signing out.